everybody very happy with new sponsors in that it's a firm with which you're very, very familiar.
Yeah, it's great that Silverbug have agreed to become our new main club sponsor for next season. We've worked with them for 15 years, as you probably know by now. They're our IT service provider, and they've helped us on all these major projects, from the training ground to the new stand to Wi-Fi access for you guys in the press facilities, etc., and are a day-to-day business partner of ours, helping us drive our business forward.
And from their point of view, they're investing in a club that still has great ambitions of getting to the Premier League. Were you surprised to have got as close as you did this time?
No, not really, if I'm being honest, because we always say if we're in the Championship, Wolverhampton Wanderers ought to be in sixth place or above as a minimum. That's everyone who comes here understands that that's our ethos and that's what we believe in. But more importantly than that, when you think about the team and the way it played in the League One, and then we improved it, we always thought we'd give it a good go, and we did.
Doesn't spend your money lightly, Kenny Jackett, does he? In that he makes improvements as and when he really sees the need. Does that make it easier as a board to say yes when the moment arises?
That's a good question. Yes, I think, is the answer. But we work really closely together on our recruitment plan, so it's not something that comes up out of the blue. The club is inextricably linked with everything that we do on the recruitment front, and it's as much a club-centric thing as it is a head coach-centric thing. But Kenny has final veto on all the players that we bring in, and I'm pleased absolutely with his leadership, not only in terms of recruitment, but more importantly, what he's done on the field of play with these players.
Obviously a great success in January with the recruitment of Benikofobi. Now it's that tense moment where fans will be wondering whether you can hold on to him, because there's got to be offers, aren't there?
Well, we haven't had any offers, and that's inevitable question that will come from the media. Benikofobi was signed by us in January. He's done really well. He's a young lad in a young squad that's developing. He wants to improve, and he's at the best place to improve, and he's got the right platform on which to do it. And he's very happy here. So I'm expecting Benikofobi to be leading the line come August when we start the new campaign.
But would there potentially be a number at which point you say, well, that's an incredible offer, we have to look at it? Because you'd have to let the player know as well, presumably.
Well, look, the players know before you know, so before I know. So, you know, we know how it works. It's a question that we don't need to address. Players are bought and sold in football all the time. The key is keeping him happy, keeping him locked into what we're trying to do. He came here to help us get to the Premier League. So he's not achieved that yet for us, and we expect him to try and do that. And he'll start doing that next season when we kick off the new campaign. And what we want to do is strengthen the team and make it easier for him to achieve his objective of getting us into the Premier League.
You say that everybody's locked in with what you're trying to do. I remember 12 months ago we were saying that one of the keys that had been achieved was really the reawakening of the relationship between the club and the supporters. And I think that's gone on from strength to strength again this year.
Yeah, absolutely. The supporters have been fantastic, not only in terms of turning up in great numbers, both home and away, but really importantly, I think, and it's not really been talked about much, if at all, but they haven't put any undue pressure on the players. I think they understand that these guys are young and developing and gaining in experience and need their support. And we couldn't really have asked for better support from our fans because of that factor, if nothing else.
And you touched on it there, Jez, the emergence of some of the young players this season has really been a plus. The likes of Iorfa, Hawes, Ethan, Ebanks, Landell. The fact you've got these youngsters coming through, does that almost take the pressure off in trying to, say, strengthen areas when you've got these great youngsters coming through?
Yeah, and Jack Price as well, and many others. It helps. It's part of our philosophy to develop our own players, as well as buy strategically to help improve and not sell when we don't have to. And Benikofobi is a great example of strategic purchase and not selling a Bakary Sakho when we could have done. So it's development of young ones, buying new players, and being careful when you sell or not, as the case may be. And we're excited about the future. We think we've got great hope and great expectation and great enthusiasm about what the team can achieve.
And in terms of strengthening, are you expecting to be busy, or will it be a gradual improvement rather than, saying, going out and spending X amount on four or five players?
We are... The process of recruitment is not something you turn on and off like a tap. It's something that is constantly being done. It's being discussed every single week. Every single football meeting we have, we talk about recruitment, because if you get that right, you're in my opinion, you're three quarters of the way there. If you get it wrong, you're 90% struggling. So you've got to try and get that right. It's ongoing, and we'll look to strengthen the team in the summer as and when we can. Both with, you know, spending some money, maybe some free agents, you know, who knows. But yeah, we'll definitely look to strengthen this team and make it better.
And just finally, you mentioned the fans not exerting a great deal of pressure on the side, but football is such that expectations have been raised because of this season, and that will bring it its own pressure, with the fans now expecting a better season than the one you've just had.
Well, I think the fans realise their support is so important that I don't think they will bring undue pressure. There is expectation and pressure being at this football club, and they want things, they want success on the field of play. We do as well. So the players need to understand that and embrace it. But all I'm saying is I'm commenting on what great support they gave us without putting undue pressure on us, and I hope that that continues, and I expect it will.